Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dolat Industries Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Kedia from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Aditya. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital, it is a pleasure to host the management of Dolat Industries for the Q3 FY24 earnings investor call. There will be an investor presentation from the management followed by a Q&A session. From the management side, we have Mr. Ankit Gupta, President Marketing, Mr. Ajay Patodia, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Gaurav Gupta, Vice President Strategy. Now, I would request the management to please take over the call from here on and address the investors. Thank you.
Thank you, Ankit. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to each one of you. Thank you for joining us today for the Dolat Industries Q3 FY24 earnings investor call. Gaurav and I will take you through the business and operational highlights of the quarter gone by, while our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patodia, will share the financial metrics. We are happy to state that the company's total income increased by 16.4% year-on-year, reaching 333 crore in quarter three of financial year 2024, while the total volume grew by around 30.4% year-on-year on three-month basis and 23.4% on nine-month basis. Net profit for the quarter grew significantly by 128.9% year-on-year to 17.7 crore. We are pleased to see that the company has emerged stronger from the challenges of FY23. Raw material prices have stabilized, and high-cost inventory is no longer within the system. This is evident in the gross profit margin, which has increased by 375 basis points year-on-year to reach 33.9% in Q3 FY24. Quarter three, in general, is a seasonally weaker quarter, which was further impacted by the delayed winter this year. Revenue growth for our business needs to be seen on an annual basis, as there is a significant amount of seasonality in our business due to seasonal products, which invariably impacts sales quarter-on-quarter. Thus, an evaluation based on the overall annual performance would offer a more accurate reflection of our performance and growth. To this effect, our year-to-date revenue grew 8.6%, whereas our year-to-date net profit grew 9.8%. Due to the early onset of Eid and continuing penetration of Project Lakshya, we anticipate a robust and promising Q4. Hence, we are confident of achieving our target revenue growth of 11%-12% in the current fiscal year. The cash conversion cycle in Q3 FY24 improved to 155 days, down from 170 days in Q3 FY23, largely attributed to a 14-day reduction in inventory. This reduction in inventory days can be primarily attributed to the removal of high-value inventory from the system. In Q3 FY24, our advertising expenses amounted to rupees 19 crore, whereas in Q3 FY23, it was rupees 20 crore. Our annual target for advertising expenditure remains within the range of 6%-6.5% of our top line. Modern trade and e-commerce sales accounted for approximately 7.5% in Q3 FY24 and 4.4% of our total sales in nine months FY24. Our goal is to raise this figure to around 8% by FY26. Our commitment to sustainability remains a top priority, and we are dedicated to implementing eco-friendly practices across our operations. This includes a focus on reducing our carbon footprint and promoting responsible manufacturing processes. Also, with the commissioning of our latest solar power plant, our capacity has increased from 75 lakh units per year to 100 lakh units per year. Thank you. Now Gaurav will give further information on the business and operational highlights of the quarter gone by.
Hello, good afternoon everyone, and a warm welcome to each one of you. A strong revenue outlook coupled with stable raw material prices and strong push towards premiumization will help us sustain and grow our margins. Our strategic decision to appoint Saif Ali Khan as the brand ambassador for Dollar Always has yielded good results, with economy segment revenue increasing by more than 24% year on year. Additionally, we have also witnessed remarkable growth in volume in this segment, up by 35% year on year. Response to our recently launched Force NXT Activewear and Women's Athleisure products in the quarter gone by has been overwhelmingly positive. Force NXT grew 60% year-on-year in value and 54% in volume terms, which reinforces our commitment towards growth in higher margin segment. The strong growth witnessed in Force NXT portfolio gives us the confidence that the premium segment will continue to play a vital role in achieving sustained revenue and profitability growth in the future. Turning our attention to Project Lakshya, in quarter 3 FY24, we welcome 9 new distributors into this initiative, increasing our total distributor count to 280, a significant rise from 229 distributors we had in FY23. We are happy to report that Project Lakshya's contribution to the company's domestic sales has grown from 19% in FY23 to 27% in 9-month FY24. And 29% in Q3 FY24. Presently, we have Lakshya distributors operating in 13 states and our expansion efforts are ongoing. We are aiming for Project Lakshya distributors to contribute 65 to 70% of our revenue by FY26. Historically, our company has not had a robust presence in the market of Southern India. Nevertheless, following the effective implementation of Lakshya in these areas, we expect a substantial rise in growth opportunities and revenue generation. We are also pleased to share that the Southern India region contributed approximately 9% to our revenue during the first 9 months of FY2024. Driven by the success of Project Lakshya, technological advancements, product launches, drive towards premiumization, and the overall growth in the industry and the economy, we believe we are well poised for strong top and bottom line growth in the near future. Thank you, everyone. Now I hand over the call to our CFO, sir, Mr. Ajay Patodia, to talk about the finance matrices. Thank you.
Thank you, Gauravji. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Many thanks for joining the earnings call. I will give a brief overview of the financial numbers for the quarter before we open for question and answer. I hope everyone would have got a chance to look at the earnings presentation and the press release by now. While Ankitji has already covered the micro outlook, I will try to explain in a more granular manner the financial performance of the quarter gone by. Our revenue from operation rose by 16.2% year-on-year basis to Rs. 332 crore in quarter 3 FY24 from Rs. 285 crore in quarter 3 FY23. Gross profit is 112 crore, witnessing a strong year-on-year growth of around 30.7%. Gross profit margin for quarter 3 FY24 stood at around 33.9% against 30.1% in quarter 3 FY23. Expanding by 375 basis points year-on-year. The year-on-year margin expansion is indicative of the stability in raw material prices, which had posed a significant challenge to the industry during FY23. Operative EBITDA in quarter 3 FY24 shows strong growth, increasing by 68% year-on-year, reaching to Rs. 33 crores. The operating EBITDA margin for the quarter expanded by 304 basis points year-on-year to 9.8%. Profit after tax for the quarter witnessed a substantially 128.9% year-on-year growth, reaching to Rs. 17.7 crore with the PAT margin reaching 5.3%. I would quickly run you through the brand-wise contribution for the quarter. Our mid-segment Big Boss contributed around 38%. Our economic segment Thermal Regular Lehar brand contribute around 36%. Thermal in this quarter contribute around 10.63%. Force NXT around 4%. And Dollar Shop around 3%. Our commitment to strategic priorities and growth pillar remain unwavering as we focus on our long-term objective of achieving sustainable growth and profitability. With a strong quarter and focus on premiumization, we are confident in our ability to achieve robust revenue and profit growth in the current financial year as well as in the near future. With this, we will now open the floor for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, our 11 to 12% growth for full year sort of implies 18 to 19% growth in Q4. So wanted to check if you could break this growth expectation into volume and realizations for Q4. That will be helpful.
So hi, Devanshu. The thing is that in Q4, we are on track to have 18 to 19% kind of a growth. So that on a yearly basis, our overall growth will definitely stand between 11 to 12%.
No, that I get it, sir. I was just asking if you could provide a breakup of that 18 to 19% into volume and realization. What would be the volume growth?
So overall volume volume growth on a yearly basis would be somewhere around 23 to 24%.
On an yearly basis, so this is the volume. 9 months is also at 23. So for full year, if you're saying 23, then Q4 will also be 23%, right?
So Q4, I think we should we'll have to do around 25% or so.
25%, then the 6-7% will be realization decline. That is the trend which has been there for 9 months.
Yes.
So on this, sir, last year Q4 base itself was very strong. We did about, if I'm not wrong, 7.2 million pieces volume, right? So we are expecting another 25% growth on that. So if you could just help me understand. Because we have never done that such kind of a number in Q4. So how confident are you and what are the growth drivers that you are seeing that should help you sort of achieve that number?
See, if you see a couple of years back, we had never touched 400 also. But last year we did. This year also in second quarter, we crossed 400 crore mark on in Q2, right? So the thing is that in Q4, what will happen is that the distributors who were skeptical before because of the decreasing raw material prices, that is no more there in the market. The sentiments have neutralized. The market is stabilized. The cotton prices are stabilized. And secondly, the Eid is early. So Eid is on somewhere around 8th April. So most of the sales would happen in this fourth quarter of this particular fiscal. So that is also a major chunk which happens around 50 to 60 crore business comes from our Eid sale only. So I think all this taken together and with the Lakshya project also growing at a faster rate. So all these things taken together, I think we should be able to do 500 crore business.
Got it, sir. And my checks sort of suggest that there has been a considerable increase in the credit period being offered to the channel partners. So just because the demand environment in the entire apparel retail space has been muted. So are you also sort of witnessing that kind of a trend with your channel partners? Your outlook here will be
No, not really. Actually, like March 23, our receivable days were somewhere around 109 days. Currently, we are standing at 105, 106 days. So, we don't see that kind of a trend happening particularly in our industry. Yeah, maybe in garments industry, ready-made, like if you talk about textile, there might be some credit period being given, but not in OJD industry.
And you expect this 105 to continue for Q4 as well, so that year-end number will be similar at 105 days, March 24th?
See, since Q4 is always heavy for any industry, so it does the, if you see on an absolute amount, the debtors, so it would be on a similar lines.
Got it, sir. Gauri Nandi, thanks for taking my questions. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankush Agrawal from Surji Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Firstly, sir, what would be the like-for-like growth for Lakshya scheme?
Hello?
Hello. I'm audible?
Yeah.
So what would be the like-for-like growth for Lakshya project during the quarter?
So during the quarter, if you look at Q3 numbers, so the overall revenue contribution which has come from Lakshya project is around 29% in this quarter, and 9 months ended, it's 27% of total revenue contribution.
Yeah, I got that number, but what would be the like-for-like volume growth? Like in H1, it was 32%, right? So for the 9 months, or if you can give for the third quarter, that should be.
It's quarter three, it's almost at a similar kind of a level, because quarter three witnesses most of the thermal sales. So most of the thermal sales happens in Q3, and most of the states that we have opened in Lakshya project does not sell thermals, because it is either west or central or south, southern part of India. So it's only Rajasthan and Haryana which have sold thermals this year. So that's why the volume growth won't be that much as compared to at a company level, but it's almost at a similar level.
Similar to what? H1?
No, if you talk about 9 months, the Lakshya distributors who were present last year also during the 9 months, and the same distributors who were here also are doing around 10% kind of a growth as compared to the company average at 8.5%.
Revenue growth. Okay. Secondly, sir, for last couple of quarters, we have been seeing this divergence between the volume growth versus revenue growth due to the price cuts that we have taken. So at what point we will reach that base wherein we won't have this negative impact of price cuts? I believe it should be from Q1 of FY25. Would that be right?
No, it is. I think it is from Q2 of FY25. Q1 FY24 is the peak.
Peak. Okay. Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nirav Ha from Professional Investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Nirvan here. So you said peak was Q1 FY24. I think peak was Q1 FY23, right?
Actually, Q1 FY23 is the peak, and Q1 FY24 we can the similar level.
Right. So from Q1 FY25, can we expect the price degrowth to stop, or do you think one more quarters will be needed?
So by Q1 FY25, I would like to correct this thing, that from Q1 FY25, we'll see the ASP level being almost equal to Q1 FY24.
Okay. And going forward in FY25, do you think YOY we'll be able to build any price growth? Will we be flat, or do you expect again more degrowth in FY25?
So in FY25, we are aiming for a 12 to 13% kind of a growth at a revenue level. And in that, 4 to 5% would be a value growth, and rest would be driven by volume.
Okay, got it. So this quarter you've had a 30% volume growth. So what is prompting such strong volume growth?
So the volume growth has come majorly from Dollar Man Big Boss and Dollar Always Leher, which is an economy range of products, and Post Next. So we have seen overall, in terms of volume, we have seen around 28% growth in Big Boss, while Leher economy range of products showed a growth of 40%. And Postnet showed a growth of 54%.
Okay, so then next year...
And then Samal's also 19%.
Right. So next year then, why is your volume growth estimate only about at 7-8%?
So we need to look at one thing, that Q2 and Q3 of last fiscal year, the sales were already down. So the base was a bit low. And that is the reason why we are seeing a huge volume growth this particular fiscal year. But at a normalized level, and the target that we are aspiring for, which is 2000 crore by FY26, 12-13% growth should do.
Okay, alright. And your guidance, you've maintained throughout that around 11-12% revenue growth, but you've also said 11% EBITDA margin for this FY24. Which means
yes.
That in Q4, along with 500 crores of revenue, you have to deliver about 70 crores of EBITDA, which means 14% EBITDA margin. So are you holding on to that guidance, or are you lowering the EBITDA guidance?
So currently we on a 9-month ended basis, we are at an EBITDA level of 9.7%, and in Q3 we have already done 10.53% at an EBITDA level. So I think 11% is achievable, like 10.5 to 11% is very much doable for the whole year basis.
For the whole year, which would mean Q4 you would have to do significantly higher, like around 14%.
Yeah, so if you see quarter on quarter basis also, our GP margin is also improving and getting stabilized. So like on a in Q4, our GP margin was 34.12%. And on a 9-month basis, it is 33.08%. So if we compare it with Q3 of last year, the GP margin was 29.82%. So it's a 4.3% change,
right.
I would say.
And this gross margin expansion is happening because your realizations are not going up. So it's happening because your raw materials are getting even cheaper, even now?
Yes. So there was a lot of high-value inventory in our system, which is now finished, because a lot of thermal products were also there. If you look at FY23 numbers, the thermal sales were down by 30%, almost 30% at that point of time, because of very weak winters. And this year also the winters has shifted, but a lot of our channel inventory has moved, and high-cost inventory of thermal, which was there in our books, has also been cleared.
Got it. So a couple more questions on Lakshya, if I may. So first of all, like, can you tell us which are the states where you've been most successful with Lakshya? Maybe the top 2 or 3 states. Please name them. And secondly, can you tell us what are the metrics that really, how are you measuring impact of Lakshya? What are the key metrics that have improved in that those successful states?
So the states which are doing really good for us is Karnataka, where we started off this project. Then we have Rajasthan, Haryana, Gujarat. These are the 4 states where we have completed this particular project, and we are seeing a significant growth and in terms of volume and in terms of reach also. So the 3 metrics which we follow, which we look after, is the what percentage of enrolled outlet is being built on a month-on-month basis, and on a month-on-month basis, how we are increasing the number of retailers, how many new retailers have been added. The second thing is how are we able to increase the range at that particular retail outlet. So suppose the retail outlet is selling only Big Boss items, how can we add Force NXT or a women's women's article in that particular store. So we monitor them on that basis. Plus, the third thing is the fulfillment of their orders. So we keep a very tight monitoring on the fact that if the retailers' orders are getting fulfilled by the distributors or not, and on the timely basis or not. So these are few of the metrics which we keep a close watch on, so that proper growth can be monitored.
Right. So the question is that these are new distributors that you appointed. I mean, they were first onboarded under the Lakshya system only, or they were existing distributors who you've managed to convert? Because the sense I'm getting from what you're telling me is existing, jahan pe aapka bada market hai, you're facing resistance, but it's easier to do it in markets where you're not that strong. Maybe distributors are also coming new. So any commentary on that?
So
can I take
this
question?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. So to answer your question, we have got mixed states with us. If you talk about southern India, where we have little less, you know, presence compared to the other parts of India, there we have, you know, seen significant growth, and the distributors who have not been able to align to this project, we have got new distributors on board. And coming to our markets, like, you know, which are very strong, like Rajasthan, it's a very strong market for us. And most of the distributors have been aligned to this project and have been converted from non-Lakshya, that is the regular distribution system, to this Lakshya distribution system. They have been educated about this. They have, you know, we have showed them what are the benefits of the system, and they have aligned accordingly.
Okay. So in Rajasthan and Haryana, can you tell us what kind of market share gains you've had due to Lakshya, if at all anything?
Ankit, I think it is about, Rajasthan is about 10%.
Yeah, 10% to our total sales, and Haryana is around 6% to our total sales.
5-6%, yeah.
Yeah.
That's contribution to your sales or market share gain?
So it is contribution to our total sales. In terms of market share, it would be very difficult to tell, because see, we are witnessing a volume growth which is higher than the usual volume growth that is happening, right? So Rajasthan, which used to be somewhere around 85-88 crore, this year Rajasthan would be closing at somewhere around 140-150 crores kind of a business. So we are seeing, we are witnessing a good volume growth, but since there are n number of unorganized players also present in the market, it would be very difficult to tell that specifically what is the kind of a market share gain we have done in terms of percentage or numbers. So you can't put a number to it, but definitely we are gaining the market share in the market.
Got it. And the same number for Haryana, please. So 85 to 140 in Rajasthan, and Haryana, what would that change?
So Haryana, last year only we completed the entire rollout, and this year we are witnessing around 40% kind of a growth in that particular state.
40% YOY sales growth.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for patiently answering. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Enki Mitra from Finopic Capital. Please go ahead.
This is Anik Mitra. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. This is Anik Mitra from Finomics. So my question is, if we look at the raw material consumption cost, it stood at 210 crore in this quarter versus 109 crore in the corresponding quarter of the last year. So that is 63% of the, in the current quarter, it is 63% of the top line. And last year, same quarter, it was 38% of the top line. So, but you are saying raw material consumption, raw material cost has gone down. So can you please explain this?
Yes, sir. Actually, if you want to calculate the gross margin level, then you have to total the cost of material consumed plus change in inventory of finished goods and work in process, and add the subcontract expenses. Actually, we have to arrive COGS, cost of goods sold. We have to add the three items. Then you get the real picture. Basically,
so that is fine. Gross margin, I can see 1400 basis point improvement over there from 45% to 59%. It is clearly visible. But raw material consumption cost, like it was 108 crore last year, 109 crore last year, now it is 209 crore. So what made this change?
You have to add the change in inventory of finished goods and work in process, sir. If you add that, 108 plus 47, it is around 155 crore. And if into 210 crore, you reduce by 73 crores. Then you get the clear picture.
So it is at a similar level, sir.
Okay, in the similar level. Okay. Okay, fine. My next question is regarding your utilization. Can you give me your utilization level at this point of time?
Utilization regards with our efficiency level. You want to
correct.
So in our hosiery industry, there is a our maximum work around 70% of the work is through job worker. So there is no install capacity concept, but we have the backward integration also. So around 20 to 30% of our total manufacturing production are in house, and 70% production is on the job work. So we are very flexible. We can increase our capacity by 20%, or we can reduce our capacity by 20% just by increasing the number of job worker or reducing the number of job worker. So we are flexible in case of our utilization actually.
Okay. So capacity constraint is not there.
No.
Okay. And sir, what is your demand outlook for FY25 in terms of economy segment and premium segment?
So for FY25, if everything goes well and if the market is stabilized, no external factors hampering the industry or the business, we are hoping for a good growth in both economy segment as well as for the Force Next, which is our premium product. So in premium product, we are hoping to have at least 30 to 35% kind of a volume growth.
And also, sir, there is good outlook for the consumer demand also. And with the interim budget announced by the government of India, so many projects for the rural and cities, so there is a money in the hand of the rural people, and we are basically more network in tier 2 and tier 3 network, so we get the good result out of this. So FY25, we have the target to achieve our target by 12 to 13% revenue growth.
Fine, thank you so much, that was from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cycle. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, you mentioned that we would be crossing 500 CR in revenues in Q4 and doing about 14% EBITDA margins. So, is it fair to expect about 70 crores of EBITDA in Q4?
Yes, at 500 crore, operating leverage will also roll in the higher EBITDA actually. And operating margin also increased due to higher margin product sale. And we have the target to premiumization our product. So we can aspire to achieve that around 13 to 14% EBITDA in the next quarter.
All right, great. And sir, what percentage of our products are premium currently?
What percentage of the production?
Of our products are premium products.
So premium products including our exports is around 14%.
In this quarter.
Alright. Sir, and can you throw some light on the royalty that we pay to Dollar Private Limited? How much royalty did we pay in this quarter?
It is only 0.3 paisa actually. This is only a minimum amount which is we have to pay. 0.03%.
0.03% of the sales.
Of the sales.
And sir, is royalty paid on sale of every product or only certain brands?
No, it only the product which have the dollar brand, like our premium segment Force NXT, not have the dollar brand. So royalty on the Force NXT is not paid. Only on the dollar brand's product, we pay the royalty.
All right. So any brand which has dollar written on it, we pay royalty on that, not any other brands.
No.
All right, sir. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Darshil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions. A lot of my questions are already been answered. So just wanted to ask, like, so for FY25, as we will be starting on a lower raw material prices, and we expect to take some price hikes. So number one, will the price hikes be in H1 or H2? And due to the higher premiumization, could we have better margins also going forward in FY25 because our prices are in control and we should have some leverage also because. So they wanted to, you know, pick your brain a bit on margins.
So the thing is that we'll be taking some price hike in H1. That's what we are planning for. And secondly, there will be some addition because of the premium products as well. Like Force NXT is doing really well with an ASP of 275 rupees, which was earlier somewhere around 250 rupees. And then the athleisure products are doing really good. The contribution coming in from athleisure product is around 12.5% overall, which used to be during COVID time we launched it, and last year it was somewhere around 10-11%, and slowly its contribution to our overall sales is also increasing. So that will also help us increase in the overall ASP of the product, right? So these are some of the factors which will help us have the value growth, and plus volume growth is always there.
That was trying to get to, sir, so that like in March 21 or before that also we were able to clock in 13% EBITDA. So is that a possibility for FY25? Because we've maybe done it in the past and most of our problems or bottlenecks are behind us. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah, so by FY25, on an annual basis, we are aspiring to have 12-13% kind of an EBITDA level. And by FY26, I think it should come between 13-14%.
And FY26, you are targeting 2,000 crores, correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So that's great to know, sir. And just wanted to ask, like, could you just give us what are our ASPs in FY22-23 and currently, sir?
So, overall ASP of our company in FY22 was 71.11 rupees, vis-a-vis FY23, which was somewhere around 69. And FY24 till now, it's going at a rate of 68-69 rupees.
Okay. So, we should be able to come back to FY22 ASPs at least. That would be like, that would only give us our major price realization, right?
Perfect.
So, that, thank you so much. So, all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Rehan from Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. You mentioned, I think, in the start of the call as well as in the middle that thermal sales haven't been good because of the delay in winter. By any chance, do you see a cover-up or a catch-up happening in quarter four of this year?
No. Actually, majority of our sales happens in the starts from the month of September onwards. So Q2 sees around 40-45% of our thermal sales, and rest of the sales is covered in Q3. And we supply to the distributors, and thereafter distributors supply to the retailers. So the delayed winter which happened in January, no primary sales happens from the company side. But yes, the tertiary sales and the distributor clears up his channel inventory. So it so that is also a good part that the winter has come in the month of January and all the stock has been cleared from the channel partners. So next year we won't see any blockage happening.
Okay. And second question will be on the EBO front. How many more EBOs have added in this 9 month
frame? So currently we are standing at 18 EBOs, and we'll be adding in the first half of the next fiscal some of the EBOs. We are planning to open 5 to 6 another 5 to 6 EBOs in some time.
You mentioned 18 EBOs are already there and 5 to 6 more in coming first half of FY25.
Not first half, maybe by first quarter of next fiscal, you should see 5 to 6 EBOs being added.
And they all 4-4.
4-4-4.
Okay. And I think I missed the segmental growth for each. Could you help me out with the same on a 9-month year-on-year basis for Dollar Always, Dollar Man, and etc. The categories?
So, Dollar Man would be like Big Boss. 9 months ended, we saw volume growth of around volume growth of 12%.
Okay, year on year.
Yeah. Economy range of products 35%. Thermals 20. Yeah, that's Dollar Always. Thermals, which is Dollar Thermals, is 22%.
Mm-hmm.
Missy 8%,
mm-hmm.
which is Dollar Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Force NXT is 52%.
This is for 9 months year-on-year growth, right?
Yeah, 9 months year-on-year basis.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Yash from company Mandilwala Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Great, thanks. Thanks for taking my question. You know, Ankit, so first off, it took us about 4 years to get to 30-odd% penetration in product Lakshya. And we are now targeting to get to 65-70% by FY26 in another 2 years. So what is giving us the confidence that, you know, we'll be able to significantly...
So there are a couple of things. Actually, when we started this particular project, we started off with Karnataka as a pilot run. Then we took Rajasthan also as a market for pilot run because Karnataka was a weaker market and we also wanted to see the results in our stronger market where all the nuances of general trade is happening, whether it be encroachment of areas, rate cutting, wholesale model. So all of these problems was there present in Rajasthan state. So we started off with that. Then COVID came. And it took away one and a half years from us because there was no field work happening. And this particular project requires a huge field work. So that was the reason why we got delayed. The second thing is that at a similar level, we are 5 players. Right? And there are n number of unorganized players also which are present in each and every state on a zonal basis or a state basis. So a fight for market share or a shelf space is always there in the market and is very aggressive. So we don't want to get a dent on our sales. Instead, we are being very cautious and penetrating the gray areas, the areas where we are weaker and not present to cover up the sales because a distributor generally takes 3 to 4 months to stabilize in this particular project. Since till then, that particular area still suffers a bit. So instead of having a sales dent, we have taken a cautious step or a strategy so that we don't lose on our shelf space or a market share in totality.
Got it. And when do we plan on taking, you know, the UP market as well as part of Project Lakshya?
UP market.
Yeah.
So UP is a very big state, and so we take UP or divide UP into two parts, Eastern UP and Western UP. So maybe after a year we can plan for Eastern UP, but currently because UP is very big market for us, around 16-17% contribution is coming from this particular state. So currently we are not planning to have UP, but if we start UP, we'll start with the Eastern UP first.
Got it. Just one last one. You know, you had mentioned there were a few states, Rajasthan, Karnataka, Haryana, where, you know, the rollout had been done successfully. So can you quantify in those states how much of the incremental growth, so the growth above the system level growth, is being driven by increasing reach? How much of the growth is driven by reach expansion, and how much is being driven by, you know, increasing assortment or increasing shelf space at the retailer?
So currently I don't have that data handy in terms of percentage as to before Lakshya and after Lakshya, what was the growth in absolute amounts? Yes, from like Rajasthan, in a couple of years from 88 crores to 150 crores. Gujarat from 25 crores to we are aiming for 50-55 crores this year. So this kind of figures are handy with us, but in percentage terms, proper analysis, it's not handy right now. But you can always get back and we'll mail you the analysis of that.
Any sense qualitatively, which do you think has been more important, increasing reach or increasing shelf space?
Yes.
Qualitatively.
Sorry?
Just qualitatively, which factor has been more important in the growth? Has it been the reach expansion, or has it been, you know, assortment or throughput expansion per dealer?
So in phase one, what we focus on is the reach expansion, and then we try to increase the range at each and every store. So these are the two basic things that we work on, increasing the reach and range in the market. That is the only way you can penetrate deeper into the market, and of course the service part is always there, like a regular supply to the retailers, on-time supply to the retailers. So that service part is always there. But the two major factors that we depend upon is the increasing the reach and the range in the market.
Got it. Just lastly, are we seeing any of the peers rolling out anything similar?
No, not really, actually. We have not heard about anyone coming out with a similar kind of a model. And it's very difficult to replicate also. Even though if they start thinking, they'll take another 2 to 3 years to implement, and you always get the benefit of first mover advantage, right?
Right. Great, Ankit. That's it from my side. Thanks for answering all my questions.
Yeah, thank you, Yash.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most of the questions have been answered. I just have one question. Can you please help me? You can tell the working capital cycle for the company and on a QQ and a YY basis.
Yeah. Currently, our total working capital days is 155 days, consisting of trade receivables around 106 days, and inventory days around 112, and creditor days is around 63. Inventory days is our, with respect to our year-on-year basis, last December 22, total working capital is 171. Currently, we also, our inventory days is around 112 as we procure inventory for the current quarter production purpose. So we accumulate the inventory, total inventory level in absolute term around 500 crore. Out of which 63-64% is the finished goods and rest is the raw material. And we are aspired to reduce by FY 26 to 120 days. Overall working capital. Hello.
Hello, sir. His line got disconnected, sir.
Okay.
Our next question is from the line of Pallavi Deshpande from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, just continuing on that previous one, the 112 days, what was the number last December for inventory?
126 days. 126.
Yes. Secondly, I wanted to understand how much is the outerwear and the share of total revenue on a value basis?
We have the percentage around 19% of the total revenue come from the outerwear and 81% from the innerwear.
Right, sir. And in terms of, I think, this you have given this guidance for working capital target of 120 days. So where will the major improvement come from, inventory days or data days?
Basically, we have to reduce the data days. We also implement the dealer financing scheme, which is also get very successful. And currently, it is around 106 days in this quarter. But we have the target to reduce it to 65 days by FY26.
Right.
The major chunk from the trade receivables. And also, we want to reduce the inventory days at the optimum level of 90 to 95 days.
And this, but like you said, this inventory, you know, on this, on the thermal side, there was a good, liquidation of the this thing. This 2027 should be a year of restocking. Is that a correct way to look at it? And therefore, the guidance that you've, you know, provided may be conservative.
With regards to thermal inventory, currently no any such inventory, not in major terms. There is a normal 5 to 10 crore stock is only in absolute terms in the inventory with the thermal products, which are carry forward to next year inventory. And already in this year, we already have the 22% volume growth in the thermal. So all our old inventory, which are in last season, we have to carry forward high value inventory, is already cleared in this financial year. And basically, thermal inventory not is the major part we have carried. It will be around between 10 to 20 crore only.
Right. And so lastly, on the Missy side, I just wanted to understand women's wear. That's not shown, you know, I think there might be some decline in the Missy. And it's not growing well. So just wanted to understand what would be, you know, any reasons for that.
Sorry. So we in quarter three we saw a muted growth in Missy because of seasonality. In actually in winter season during the quarter three, the Missy sales are always the women segment. If you talk about churidar ankle, the legwear segment, it's always weak. So yeah, this year is a bit weak, but nothing to worry. We'll for the year, on a whole year basis, we are targeting a 20% kind of a growth in this particular segment.
And that would be revenue or volume?
Volume growth.
Right. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to management for the closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining this call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with us. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.